have a number of events that we're planning. We have a pre-Hanukkah event in Council coming the 21st of December. That's actually in the Council Chambers. Our main event is on Monday night, Boxing Day, the 26th of December, at the St. Ives Village Green. It is supported by the Multicultural Sydney. It is also supported by all the different organizations on the Upper North Shore, with the Masada College and Gila Masada and North Shore Synagogue all taking part in the large Hanukkah event at the St. Ives Village Green. And after that, we have also the Thursday night, we have a Hanukkah event at Chatswood, in Westville Chatswood.
Two public candle lighting, one you said at the council, and this is the Kuringai Council?
Yeah, Kuringai Council is actually before Hanukkah, it's a pre-Hanukkah event.
It's a pre-Hanukkah, it's on the 21st. And you mentioned also the Westfield Chatswood.
Yeah, there will be an event at Westfield Chatswood on Thursday after. But the main event is Monday night at the St. Ives Village Green.
So is it open for the whole family?
Yes, absolutely. Everyone should come participate. Hanukkah is, of course, a wonderful family kind of a holiday. Love everyone to be part of it.
Rabbi, I wanted to ask you, how do you give the message of Hanukkah to the young generation? They are so exposed here, especially overseas, all over the world, in America, in Australia. We're talking about Australia. They're exposed to Christmas celebrations, the Christmas atmosphere. How do you teach them the Hanukkah atmosphere with all this Christmas atmosphere?
This year, it's even more so because Hanukkah spans the entire holiday period. Actually, the eighth day of Hanukkah is on New Year's Eve. So it does have a lot of it needs to be a counter. And the idea on a simple basis level is, you know, we have Hanukkiyot in many different places. You'll see Hanukkah menorahs on cars. You'll see them in shopping centers. We have one in St. Ives Shopping Center in Chatswood, in Warringah, in Hornsby. That's only the North Shore. The idea is that imagine when a child walks through these centers and walks through the public parts of our society and sees the holiday, all the holiday lights that are not exactly associated with their religion, and then they come along and they see Hanukkah, it touches something special in their heart. They see it and they feel such pride. Their soul is awakened. And that is the message of Hanukkah in general, that a little candle can chase away a lot of darkness. In this case, you know, for the Jew, for the Jewish child, that he shouldn't only be seeing the holiday decorations and spirit from others, but something that is of his own. It really touches him. So we have to just keep to the customs of Hanukkah in our homes, in the outside, in the general community. And when we light a Hanukkiah, we give our kids Hanukkah gelt, and they participate in the Hanukkah songs and the Hanukkah customs, and they have their donuts and the latkes. It is powerful enough a message to actually inspire them to the special purity that is our special holiday of Hanukkah.
And we've got beautiful rituals and customs with Hanukkah. You mentioned the Hanukkah geld, the Hanukkah money, which is chocolate money, really. What is the origin of this custom?
Well, Hanukkah actually comes from the word chinuch, which means education. The reason is that the temple was re-educated, if you like, at that time. It also happens to be the time that the Mishkan in the desert was completed as well. And therefore, Hanukkah is a time that we emphasize education. And the actual custom was to give money, not just chocolate money, to give our child money and educate them that when you get money, you should give 10% of it to charity, to tzedakah. So yes, you could get money that you'll be able to use for buying good things for yourself, but to never forget that that our responsibility to always take care and think about another.
And the dreidel, the sevivon, what's the origin of the dreidel?
Well, the story is that during the time of Hanukkah, when the Hanukkah miracle happened, there was a decree by the Assyrian Greeks over the Jews that they were not allowed to study Torah. And they would gather together in groups and study in caves. And they would have one person standing outside looking out to see if the Greek army is coming. And when they saw that they were, they would notify the people inside the cave that they're coming. They would hide away the books and just play with dreidels, play with tops. And that became the source of the game of dreidel that we play today.
That's very interesting. We all like the Hanukkah food, of course, the latkes and the sufganiyot, the donuts and full of oil. What is the main message of Hanukkah? What does it symbolize for us today in modern Australia?
Well, Hanukkah has a lot to do with freedom of religion. It has a lot to do that with if you put yourself to something, you can win. Even if you're a small group of people, you could still get the, if you do the right thing, you will be able to achieve what you need to. One of the main messages of Hanukkah is the fact that every day we light another candle. So the first night we light one, the second night two, third night three. That symbolizes the idea that to constantly grow. Hanukkah is a time that is what we call in the Talmud calls Ma'alin Bakodesh, that we constantly have to go up in matters of holiness, that we should never rest on what we achieved yesterday. We always have to do tomorrow more than we did yesterday. And in addition to that, even though we're always adding in light, we recognize that, let's say, on the first night of Hanukkah, I'm lighting one candle, but there's seven more to light. I'm not meant to light it now because it's only the first night, but I know there's another seven steps for me to take, which is a very powerful symbol in our growth, that even as we take a step in a positive direction and bring a little bit more light into our life, we know that there's a lot more that we can still do and should do, but not right now. And tomorrow we'll do a little bit more, and we will still know that there's more for me to do, but not right now. Now it's enough for me to light two candles. But I also have to know that tomorrow I'm going to have to grow even more. And that's a very strong message for us in our growth in our Judaism and our life in general, that we always have to do a little bit more and grow and bring a little bit more light into the world. And when we do that, ultimately ourselves and the world around us will be illuminated with goodness and kindness and godliness.
Rabbi Nochum Shapira, before I let you go, I really would like to congratulate you. You've been appointed as the Vice President of the Rabbinical Councils of Australia and New Zealand. That's a very big honor. You're representing, you're the Vice President of the Orthodox Rabbis all around Australia and New Zealand.
Thank you. That's a great responsibility and an honor. Hopefully we'll be able to, together with all the other members of the executive, do the rabbinate and the Jewish community proud.
Mazel tov on your appointment and happy Hanukkah.